You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. It is your improv and conversation podcast hosted by myself, Mr. Ryan Rosenberg, and my good buddy Dan Lippert. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good. Right before we started, I spilled water right on my nipple, and it looks like I'm lactating.
So. Oh, my. Well, are you lactating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it's a perfect
Every time
shot.
I hear a dog bark, I lactate.
That's an odd connection.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'd love to get a sip later if that's possible.
Absolutely. It's very nourishing.
Okay, cool. Squirt.
Wait. Do you have ice?
Milk over ice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I could do that.
And we'd love to welcome our good big homie from used to be LA. Now he's in the South these days, but he's back to visit, so we got him in the yard. With us. His name is Jacob Womack. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. What a pleasure to be here with two best buds and everybody out there. A pleasure to have you listening to us today.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you here.
Thank you. It feels good. I mean, I have been gone for a little while, but like, boom, you're at home again.
Gone, you know? But not forgotten.
It's nice, to have multiple homes, too. That's quite a treat there.
Yeah.
Multiple homes. What do you mean? Oh, like
just like places
Arkansas
that feel homey
home,
right now.
Here, yeah,
well,
yeah.
This feels more home than like the roaming I've done around the South. But like that's home because there's, you know, the deep family roots and you're with fam there. So it's a different kind of, I guess, home, fam home and chosen fam home. It's kind of what I was referring
right.
to in that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to be back in Tucson with my mom, but so few of my friends live there anymore that it's she's in a new house. Are your parents in the same house you grew up in?
No. I mean, I moved around so much growing up that, they're a couple ones down the line at this point.
That takes away from my feeling of home. It's like going to this house that is not the one I grew up in.
Right.
It doesn't feel like familiar.
You're just at your mom's house, not at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that for sure.
And I don't even know what I was going to say. The things I used to do, I don't do anymore. But it's like all we would do is go play basketball.
Right. Right.
Which I do here, but not there.
You got to find a gym.
Change.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's gyms everywhere, too. I'd love to see you next trip. Maybe find a gym and just like work on some of your moves. You know, that could give you a chance to work away from the 5-on-5 that you're so kept up with here.
I would like to try that a little bit. But the thing is, you show up to the gym. You mean play with other people or
not
just
necessarily
like just solo stuff?
I think I'm speaking from my own experience where I've been playing at a gym and no one's really there when I'm there. So I get to really like, all right, I'm going to focus on threes or let me focus on this pump fake move I want to do. So it's a little more move oriented, you know? So then I bring that to the next game I play.
How long do you spend on the pump fake?
Specifically?
Like, are you doing all one pump fake or are you like, throwing that into some different routines?
It's usually a different routine, different styles of a pump fake. You know, I'm just like, okay, I could use it down low. Sometimes I can use it and then step back for a three. So there's a lot of ways to incorporate a pump fake. And like eyeing myself as a shooter, or at least I like to think so at times, it's fun to see it on different like aspects of the court, different sides of the court to see if it can work.
I love it.
You pump faked me like 20 times last time you played, but missed every shot. I really went. You got me every time.
You went for the fake.
I went for the fake. It was a great pump fake.
When I was in grade school, I fancied myself a little point guard. I played point guard all the time. I was short. I was fast. I was a great passer, great dribbler, but couldn't shoot for the life of me. So I was really obsessed with faking everybody out. Mm-hmm. That was my huge thing. So I was pump faking at completely unnecessary times all the time. Like every time down the floor, I'm like pump faking and then passing. Like just a thing you don't have to do, you know? But I thought being crafty and tricky was like my only best skill. You know what I mean?
Well, you're keeping everyone off guard.
Never let them know what you're doing next. Absolutely.
It's almost like they're expecting the pump fake more than the shot at a certain point.
Oh, yeah. They know I'm not shooting. Absolutely.
Do you feel like you have a read on me if you guard me? Like I like to think that I am my style to a fault. My style is to just play the moment. Like, I don't have a bag. I don't have like the things I know I'm going to do. I don't really think it through it. I'm just like, whatever is there is what I'll do.
That's the right way to play.
There's some guys that I guard where it's like, I know exactly what you're going to do all the time. Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think you're pretty good.
Yes.
Definitely. You're just hard to guard because you're big and talented.
Sure.
Yeah.
I told that to my goddamn teammates last Sunday.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm surprised at what a good shooter you are.
I can extend my range.
Yeah. Sometimes. I think you're a great shooter. I don't know that you're a three-point shooter on the court. Out. But anywhere from the elbow in, you're very solid.
I'll make you honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's your confidence in your shot? Because I remember last time we were playing, you had some kind of mid-range open shots, and people were like, shoot it. And you're like, maybe not.
You know, my like mechanic went away at some point. Mm-hmm. My long automotive is still here. My mechanic
your car
is here.
Mechanic is still here. Yeah,
but like the mechanic, I can tell it's not right.
Mm.
So until I figure that out, I'm not really shooting.
You got the yips like a golfer.
I got the yips a little.
What's wrong with my swing?
Yeah, but it's not. Is that the yips? I thought the yips was like you're in your head.
It is. It's like, oh, I'm gonna miss this putt. Like my putting's off, and I don't know what's wrong with it. It's like a. Yeah, it's like a loss of confidence.
It's not mental for me. It's not mental.
Yeah.
It's not mental.
Either way. You know, either way you can't do it, so we don't care.
But it's my body. It's not my brain.
I'm physically incapable, not mentally. Yeah.
I remember 2 weeks ago when I played, I guarded you one game. And yeah, it was a size thing because I think you could post me up so easily. So my whole objective was to keep you as far away from... Mm-hmm. the goal as like sure. as soon as I could.
Yeah.
And try to front you too. If you get in low.
Myself included, really make the pass for the front. It's a hard pass.
It's a hard pass. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
that's
a touch pass.
That's our basketball talk.
Yeah.
A little inside window into the Sunday Hoops game.
Three ballers in the house. Tough not to bring it up.
Yeah, you gotta talk about it a little bit. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's back. I'm sad you're gone, but it was other than improv, been the most consistent piece of my life, this Sunday game that we started
6 years ago.
I think eight.
Eight years ago.
That sounds about right.
And
so 14.
That being gone was, first of all, just bad for my physical health. That was like a 3 hours of working out a week that went away, but then like competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
friends.
I'm so happy community. To see people when I show up because the communal element. Yeah, it's great.
Totally.
New people coming in, always new faces. I mean, we really could do an hour about this.
We could.
Easily.
We could.
Hey, you guys mind if I get some shots up? I know you guys are playing what looks like one-on-one here. I mean, nobody scored yet, but.
Did you want to do.
Want to do a 21?
21 or do
no,
you want
I just
to just
didn't
want
to. I just didn't want to interrupt you guys. I was going to shoot on the other end, but you know, if the ball sort of comes over here, or whatever. I don't know if you guys had the court reserved or.
No, we can use public. The same hoop. We're just kind of getting some shots in and stuff.
I'm just
too.
In town on vacation. I'm here visiting my family, and so I don't have my normal crew of guys here. Normally, I got a team we run, and you know, I got a five. But so I'm just kind of rolling solo today.
Well, what's up, man? I'm Pib.
Pib?
Yeah.
Oh, like Mr. Pib.
That's what they say.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a cool name. Is it because you love Mr. Pib?
No, it's not a nickname.
Oh.
I'm just Pib.
Your name is Pib?
Yeah, Pib.
All right, what's up, Pib?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm Dennis the Menace.
Oh.
Not like the cartoon guy. Just it's a little commentary on my game.
Okay, so Dennis the Menace like Dennis the Menace.
A little different. He wasn't much of a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a menace on the court.
Okay, so more of a Rodman-esque.
Who's that?
Dennis Rodman?
Oh, I don't know.
His first name's Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call him Dennis the Menace.
Is he the guy that's the worm?
He is.
Oh,
yeah,
he's the worm.
That's the worm.
Yeah, never knew he was a Dennis.
Yeah, yeah. Not a dentist.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
No, Dennis. His name
like
is
me.
Like
I'm Dennis.
Yes.
Wait, you're saying his name
his
is
name
my name?
His name is not Dentist Rodman. It's Dennis Rodman.
I thought he was
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
No. Anyway, my name's Peter, Pistol Peter. That's what my friends call me. But anyway, I'm going to be down at the other end. Sorry to bother you. Keep on shooting, you guys. I'm sure one will go in, you know?
Great.
Wait, what do you mean? For you or for us?
For all of us.
Well, yeah, we've missed a few. Yeah, I mean, we're just working on having fun out here. We're less concerned about the ball going through the hole.
That's awesome.
Know?
Yeah.
I mean, my number one concern is being a menace on the court.
You have been. You've been menacing. Sorry.
You've been
to,
watching, huh?
Yeah, I watched your game a little bit. I sort of peeked through the glass around the edge here. I was doing some curls, but then I figured, you know what? Maybe I'll go get some shots up. But nice. I didn't want to I didn't want to come in too hot. So,
That's fine. You were slightly, I would say, insulting by saying that thing about us not making any shots yet, but that's all right, man. Hey, shoot on the scoop here.
I know. My bad. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Swish. Oh, nice shot. Nice.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks all right. Very much. Keep your change.
Change.
All right. No, hey, I didn't want to mess up your whole game. We don't have to play pig or whatever.
Offered it. Let's play a quick pig.
I could play pig.
All right. I love pig. But can I say something? Whoever loses, you're not actually a pig.
That's nice of you to say.
You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just short.
Yeah. Awesome.
When I was a kid, I used to really get offended if I would lose. Someone I'd really have my feelings hurt. So
would you have been less offended with horse?
Yeah. Horse hurt less. Horse hurt less.
What if we played something like cool? So even if you lose, you got cool to your name.
All right.
Is one what do you get extra if you letter win? Too much?
No, I play cool.
All right.
Yeah, let's play a little cool.
If you win, you get to go on a date with my sister.
Well, I hope you don't win.
That's her over there. Cool. She's waving to you guys.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, she likes what she sees.
What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
One more time.
What's your name? What's her name?
Barks. Barks.
Barks.
Yeah.
What's up, Charles?
What does that mean?
It's like Charles Barkley.
Charles.
I don't think she likes that. He's famously kind of a bigger guy.
He's an announcer.
Oh, you're not. I hope I win.
All right.
We used to date for a little while. I won a game about a year ago. Okay. We went out for a couple months.
Oh, cool. So you're kind of back. You're okay.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. Cool. Well, should we count my first make as the first shot? Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's go on.
You get the first shot, though. You've made the first shot anyone's made over the last hour or so.
All right. Well, just to start off with something sort of kooky, I'm going to shoot a backwards free throw. I'm going to put my heels on the line, and I'm going to shoot it backwards over my head, okay?
Oh, whoa, okay.
I never make these. Swish. I never make these.
Swish.
Whoa, I made it.
Wow.
Right. God, damn, I'm in dude. Sandals and everything.
Sandals, jeans?
Let me pump up my Reeboks a little. Thickest jeans I've ever seen. And a jean jacket.
Yeah.
All right.
Clang, clang, clang.
Damn. Oh, it went in.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It was a hard yeah. rim shot.
I think I hit the rafters first.
Yeah, do we count those? I'm on vacation. So,
yeah, okay. No, that's fine.
We usually do.
Did you say no rafters when you threw it up?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. Let's hope you miss this one. Do you want a different prize on the line?
No.
You sure? I've tried offering my sister to be a date on this, and you always say no.
Is she here?
Yes, that's her right next to my sister over there.
What's her name? What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Hi.
Hey.
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. I'm going to try to go on a date with your friend.
She loves that kind of stuff.
Hey, I don't think I want to go watch your brother play basketball anymore. Our brothers.
Really?
Yeah. Can we just go see a movie like I was saying? I would love to do that.
Well, I mean, I really need a date this weekend.
I hear you, but you're you're a catch. You're a great person. Maybe talking to someone it doesn't always have to be through the people you see at the court.
I don't know. I just don't know if it can work that way. I mean, I always get dates when I go to the court, and it's never my brother because he can't play basketball very well.
Which he seems annoyed about.
Well, he's always the one that offers it up. And I never even told him to. He just does that.
Well, I just think that we could maybe both find someone at the movies. Guys that play basketball aren't really usually my type. But if we went and saw Thor or something like that, maybe, you know, we could see somebody who's into comic books. Like, yeah.
Well, hello, lovebirds, and welcome to Michelli's. Can I start you guys off with a bottle of wine or a sangria of some sort?
My sister will have the the Chianti.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love
your sister. Wow, that's funny because you guys are really dressed up for this.
Well, technically, it's a date.
I want to bet.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. And you know what? I don't care. We're going to make this. We're going to make this the best date you guys have had in a while.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I've been on a lot of them, so there's a high bar for me.
You have?
Yeah. My brother, well, he hasn't.
Okay. Well, let's start you off with a bottle of wine. I'm going to get you the cheapest one, but on the house. All right?
Wow. Bad news followed by good news.
Yeah.
Is it a red or a white?
It's a pink. It's not rosé, though. Okay. What we do is we take the half white and the half red that nobody wants, and we mix them to make a pink.
You're really letting us in here.
I hate my job. I hate it. But it's a great place. I just don't like management.
Oh, yeah. You're a manager here. Oh, you don't like the management.
I don't like management. So anytime I can sort of, yeah, I'm sort of a man of the people, you know?
I can tell you sat down at the table with us.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that here.
Yeah.
That's more of an Outback Steakhouse thing, but I'll do it here at Michelli's.
Do we get more bread if you eat some of it, as has just happened? Or?
You can have as much bread as you request. Absolutely.
Well, I think we'll take another one then.
Okay, yeah,
one
great. Yeah, I guess I did eat the big piece. I'll be right back with that pink wine and some bread, and you lovebirds, think about what you'd like.
Well, you've been so nice already. Well, we'll see. So this isn't weird. I want to say, like, I'm not expecting it to be like a date. I'm just like the practice, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you taught me how to drive. I feel like you teaching me how to date makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, which usually doesn't happen for a younger sister, but you know, I'm here for you.
You're a great driver. I don't know what happened, but yeah.
Well, I don't want it to be awkward either. So whatever puts you at ease, it's going to put me at ease too. I mean, I go on dates what 3 times a week, so. Yeah. You know, I am good at this.
Well, tell me about your family.
They're weird. They're a little weird. It all starts with my brother. I drive him to the basketball courts, and he asks me about tips for driving the whole way there. And once we get there, all I want to do is go run on the treadmill, and he begs me to come watch him play basketball.
Damn, that sounds hard.
If they want to bet, and the winner gets to go on a date with me.
Yeah. Have you seen Arrested Development?
Yeah, we watched the whole seasons together, you and I.
Right, that family's pretty crazy, too.
Yeah.
Crazy families can be funny sometimes. Yeah.
Here we go. We have a bottle of our purple wine. Sorry, we were out of the pink. And it is just as good, I promise. So would you like to taste it, or would you like to both just have a glass?
I'd like to taste it.
Okay.
Just to warn you before the taste,
it isn't fresh. Because it's two wines that are mixed. So it does still taste good, but don't be looking for freshness. Okay, so I'll go ahead and give you a pour here.
And what years are these wines?
This is a 61, very fine wine, and a 2024.
Yes. One of them hasn't even finished ripening.
It's like a car. They release next year's line a little bit early.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
That's cool,
Yeah,
actually.
It is cool. It is really cool. Yeah, what do you think?
It smells pretty bad. Let's try it.
But don't look for freshness.
Stale, but I don't want to comment on that because I shouldn't. Yeah, it tastes like a little like leaves. But I like it. I'd love it. I think it's good for the table.
Beautiful. Hey, the price is right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's free, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, don't tell my boss.
Hey, well, James.
Yes, hey.
James, before you clock out, come on into my office.
Oh, okay.
Did you tip out and everything? You tipped out?
I did tip out. Okay, yeah, great. I was just about to clock out, but thanks for letting me do it on the clock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to have a little meeting. So we'll do it on the clock.
Well, what's happening, Mr. Michelli?
I just wanted you to What's up?
Are you still using that?
What, Mr. Michelli?
Yeah, I know it's not your real last name, but you want everyone to...
It's interesting, you know, because it's like if I take the name, I'm really owning that in the divorce. My wife got everything, but I got her name in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough. I'll take the name, though, because it is the one lasting memory of kind of our relationship in the restaurant, which is a little bit underwater here.
Sorry for bringing it up then. Mr. Michelli, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to check in on how everything's going here. I've noticed service-wise, your tips have been so high, which is awesome, like 40% higher.
Right.
But what you're bringing in per table is way lower.
You guys track that?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, once it becomes a pattern.
Right.
Because usually that's an indication that someone's giving free stuff.
Right.
Or maybe not charging for stuff and pocketing the money.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to accuse you of that, but I just want to make sure that good. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good.
Thank you very much for being upfront with me. All I can request is honesty from you.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you so much for not accusing me. We're all good.
Well,
all
right, great.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
It's me, your ex-wife, Susan now, because you took my last name. I don't have one yet.
How's the search going?
For a last name?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Not too bad at all.
Well, what's going on, Susan? I'm a little busy preparing for a date, so, but what's going on?
Oh, yeah? Are you going on a date? That's great. That's great. You said you were scared to start dating again. I'm glad you've kind of gotten over that.
I'm not scared anymore.
You're not?
No.
Good. Well, I hope in your next relationship, you don't have any more yips.
It wasn't the yips, because the yips implies mental. I accidentally fell, and I think it was on my penis, and I think that was the thing. It wasn't like a mental thing or an emotional thing. It was physical.
Well, I'm not trying to get into the psyche of it all. I just know that you had a little bit of the yips. You couldn't find certain things. Susan, you kept missing, okay?
Susan, this is the last thing I need before my big date tonight, is to be reminded of this.
I'm just saying that you can get through the yips. And if you need to talk about it with me, you know, we were close. Everything was on the table between us. And, you know, that's, I mean.
This is such a fun date idea. I haven't mini golfed in so long.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I didn't think anyone would want to, but someone I'm close with suggested it. And so I figured we'd try it out.
Yeah, you didn't think anyone would want to? What does that mean?
I don't know. We're 52. Mini golfing feels a little like we can't drink here, you know.
I think it's really cute, though. I feel kind of young, and I feel like all these, like, obviously young sort of newish couples are here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't mind becoming a young new couple. You know, obviously I'm not going to get younger, but...
But feeling the newness of dating again, that's so exciting.
Why do we have to feel old just because that's the number on the old birth certificate?
Yeah.
I keep saying old. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's clearly an issue for you.
Really?
Well, yeah. Like up here, I'm I don't know, 15, 16 still, I feel.
Totally.
Like.
I'm totally immature. Absolutely.
Yeah. this fucking windmill. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Why don't you take it again? I think this is one of the hard ones. That's why they put it first.
Oh, good. So it gets easier?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah. You seem to really be shaken there when you approach the ball.
No, it's not the yips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, it's not this. You don't get the yips at mini golf.
Right, right, right.
Why don't you do one if you're so good? Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'd love to.
I don't know that I'm so good, but I would love to play.
Great.
I think there is a bit of a line.
You play through, sir. Play through.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Go ahead, son. Boom. Nice shot.
Wow, all right.
Let's see
really
what dad
fast.
Can do. Boom. Nice shot again. All right. Two holes in one. Let's go on to hole number two.
Wow. That they're was, really supportive. That was cool.
Yeah. That was. I don't know what to say. That kid was really buff.
Really puff?
Buff. He was really muscular. That dad looked really proud of his muscular son.
Hey, you don't have to compare yourself to them. They're obviously not on a date. You know, they're obviously both so lonely that they need to come here with their father and son.
It's loneliness.
That's loneliness.
Hey, so I forgot my dumbbell. I was doing curls in between holes. Sorry
about that. Young man, you're going to stunt your growth. You look good now, but you're going to stunt your growth.
Well, it's all about right now, so that's what matters.
Wow,
right?
You're strong.
Oh, thank you. I've only been lifting for 6 months, but
really?
What can I say? I'm 8.
Wow, it must be really natural.
Yeah, that's what my dad says. But he was a mechanic, you know? He worked over at Lou's.
He did?
Yeah.
Cool. So you're kind of part of the Lou's fortune?
Let's just say I have an Alfa Romeo waiting for me.
Wow. We haven't got into it. What do you drive?
Yeah, what do you drive? I was wondering that, too.
Car-wise?
Yeah.
Ford makes this hatchback called the Aspire. Well, it doesn't make any more used to. And so it's like the Fiesta. You know the Fiesta?
Yeah.
It's the older version of that.
Oh, wow.
It's a stick shift.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I, because of kind of my foot problems, I can't go past third gear on the shift. But I can, it sounds so fast when I'm going 45 and third. 55 and third, yeah.
That's good.
I'll pick you up next time. Thanks for grabbing me tonight.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I have the Suburban because the kids are, well, they're home tonight.
You have kids, yes.
Yeah, I have four. They're grown, but I still drive them around. They're grown, but they come home a lot. So I want to make sure I have a big enough car that, you know, they're not taking lifts or whatever. I still want to be mom, you know.
Mom, you're late.
I was on a date, honey. Okay. You know, you can. You said you were hanging out at In-N-Out all night long and that it wasn't an issue. And well, so. You know.
I was hanging out in In-N-Out all night long, and then Ted and Nolan started calling me Camel, and I wanted to leave.
Aw, why'd they call you Camel?
They say I look like a camel.
Aw.
My hump, my hump, my, not my hump, but you know, my posture.
Oh my God.
Can we just go home? I don't even want to fucking talk about it.
Yeah, I see it too. That's so sad. That's so mean of your friends to do that to you.
Well, yeah. Thanks for picking me up.
Well, I see what they mean, but it's not nice. It's not nice to say, but I get, I mean, I guess I get what they're going for.
What do you mean? Oh, the insult.
Well, you have a hump and you sort of, when you eat, you sort of stick your lips outwards. Yeah, just like that, sweetie.
Like what?
I don't know. What do you have in there? Some gum or something? You seem to really be chomping on it. It looks like you're about to spit in the desert.
I think I just had some animal style onion in my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked like I was about to spit in the desert.
Yeah, just the whole camel thing.
These guys, I mean, it just sucks, man, because we were trying to start a company together, and I just don't think it's going to work out anymore.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't be roasting you. That's unprofessional.
I agree. Just take me home. I just want to sleep.
Okay, well, hop in the Suburban. Everything's okay in here.
Later, camel.
You know, that's not nice.
I mean, but you get why we say it, right?
I see exactly what you mean, but it's not nice.
I don't
think anyone's going to say to you, goodbye, handsome snake. Wow. He really looks like one.
It's not an insult if you put handsome in front of it.
Well, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Later, handsome camel.
Well.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I guess I don't mind that.
All right. Well, listen, your night's ruined. What do you want to go do with your old mom? I had a wonderful date, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You know what? I want you to be happy, but I think you go into too much detail about your dates, and I think I don't want to hear about them in that way. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But you're happy with him so far?
Yeah, I am. I am. He was a little nervous at golf. He was treating it really seriously, and I think he had the yips.
Oh.
He kind of kept shaking when he would approach the ball, and he kept yelling at children who were better than him.
No.
But it was nice. You know, I want someone to take care of, and he seems like he needs it.
And does he know that about Dad? You know, about your guys' circumstance?
Well, no, we didn't get into that, but I'm sure he'll learn someday.
Yeah, just, you know.
Do you think that'll be a problem?
Well, he's still technically just a missing person.
Yeah.
So you are moving on, which I think you should. It's been 5 years, but
yes.
I just feel like, you know, I'm holding out hope that Dad will come back, you know? And have you thought of what will happen if he does? And you're dating somebody or you're
going to remarry?
I think
he'll have to understand.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if he's gone by choice or if he was murdered or what, but I think he'll have to get it. I'm happy to move on.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's just been too long. I need a life too, you know?
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah.
I do miss him.
Me too. Me too.
Do you want to go to a late movie or something?
Yes. It's 11. How long did they say RRR was? 3 hours?
Yeah. RRR is 3 hours. We could catch the 11:45.
Yeah. I think that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Get a soda.
Hey there, little man.
Hey.
It's your old man.
Wait. I'm sorry. I thought you were just... Dad. Dad, you're alive.
Yeah, I'm alive. And I'm a dentist. I'm your dad, Dentist Rodman.
Dad. Wait. Dad. Jesus Christ. I just thought I was getting a filling here today.
Here, look. Take my mask down.
Yeah, that's you. I believe you, Dad.
Okay.
No, I believe you.
Okay, I didn't know if you recognized my voice. It's been a while. I've been your dentist the whole time.
Jesus Christ. You moved like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And what? Why didn't you tell us? Why have you just been keeping tabs on me this way?
Well, I love you, son, and I want to see you. I want to be around you as much as I can, but your mom, she's had the yips for a long time.
I don't know. Dad. Then talk to her.
I don't want to bring you into this.
Therapist. I knew Dentist Rodman couldn't be a real name. I knew it. I can't believe anyone believes
I'm checking out, and I don't think I should have to pay my copay today. He bodied me pretty hard in there, and I don't think it's fair that if I leave missing more teeth than I came in with, that I should have to pay my copay.
But the ones you have are in perfect sync. You look amazing.
I know. That's what I want to clarify. I'm not complaining about the cleaning. The cleaning was fantastic. But the one-on-one game afterwards, uh-huh. he messed me up.
Okay.
And he's got to bring the two things closer. If he wants to be Dentist Rodman, he can't be as Rodman as Rodman. And he's got to be a little more dentist.
Okay. So you're saying, I mean, you have great teeth. Your teeth look great. Sure, you're missing a couple.
Thank you.
Show them off.
Thank you.
So you're saying a little hip check for some great teeth is not a good deal.
It was a hip check. It was an elbow to the face. I mean, I think he knocked out a molar. I'm willing to pay the insurance part. I just don't think I should have to.
Well, it's almost 2024. This is the kind of dentistry that's in right now.
That's unfortunate because I'm really looking for someone who's not going to knock out my teeth.
Well, your copay is $20, sir. I mean, if it's really big.
But I lost it, I'm going to have to pay another copay to come get it put back.
What kind of tooth would you like? We'll put any tooth you want in there. If you want a shark tooth in instead, we'll put a shark tooth in.
You know how Dennis used to do all the colorful hair?
Yeah. You want
a
colorful tooth?
Is there any way I could get a colorful tooth, kind of like a retainer?
Yeah, of course. You want it like, you want it old Dennis Rodman style, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, one colorful tooth. Yes.
It's your front tooth. That's the one you want?
I'd love to have
it be normal.
Of
course.
All right. Thank you so much.
Here at Dentist Rodman's Dentistry, we're all about making the customer happy. Thank you for speaking up.
Thank you. I mean, I love coming here. All the memorabilia is amazing. I saw Jordan last week.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's got a good-looking smile, doesn't he?
He does.
The best smile of his life. That's what he says.
You know what I wanted to tell him, though? Get rid of that little mustache. Why did he shave that little Hitler mustache? What's with that? I mean, he's the greatest player of all time. Why is he trying to invoke the image of...
Well, that's what everybody says. He's a huge Chaplin fan. You know, some people mistake... Michael Jordan's one of the biggest Chaplin fans out there.
Wow. I guess he was kind of doing some pratfall type of stuff when he was in.
Yeah, the from the free throw line dunk was actually from one of Charlie's early 1930s movies.
Wow, that makes so much sense. He's such a showman.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, don't, I mean, hey, no, but not many people know that, though. Keep that between you and the dentist office.
Of course. Okay. I really appreciate the way we work this all out.
Yeah,
well, you're a nice young prospect. We're very interested in you here at the Hornets. Obviously, you've got a three-dimensional game. You're a two-way player, which I love.
Thank you.
You've got the grit. I'm wondering what your favorite... I was going to say silent film star is, but I'll open it up to just any sort of physical comedian.
So you're saying I can choose a talkie?
You can choose a talkie, if you want.
Your teeth look great, by the way, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well,
I'd give you my dentist information, but you couldn't afford them yet.
You sure you don't want me to hit a couple more threes? I've hit 42 in a row.
Sit down. Anyone can make 42 threes in a row.
So my favorite physical comedian of all time?
And why?
I mean, I can't lie. I mean, I'm a big Austin Powers fan.
That's not a guy.
Well,
Mike, what happened? Mike, what happened? That was the number one recruit in the country.
No, trust me.
Nobody wants to come to the Hornets, Mike. We had him.
Trust me, we're taking the thin guy over there.
He's not even tall.
Well, it could be. And you should see his taste. All right. He doesn't just like the late Chapman stuff. He likes the early stuff. Did I say Chapman?
Yes.
I meant Chaplin.
Hey, Mike, this ball's too big for my hands.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead, do stuff with it. Try your best.
Well, the Charlotte Hornets have come out and they've really changed their gameplay style. They're looking more like the Harlem Globetrotters every day. And I can't.
And another travel called by the refs.
Yes, only one team playing by these rules, that's for sure. They are 0-32 this year, and there is no sign of a turnaround. Now, what do you think? Is this a front office problem or is this simply
personal?
What do you think they can do? Are they drafting wrong? What's going on?
It's 10 losers. It's 10. I mean, this one guy has to be taken off his clowning mask, so they won't let him play, but league rules.
Yeah, what is that? It's the thing with the long, pointy nose.
Yeah, it's the long, pointy nose.
Wow.
It might be Petruccio.
Yes, Petruchio.
It might be Petruchio.
Now, I will say the halftime shows have become very entertaining. The basketball team doesn't even go into the locker room. It almost seems like the time they're most geeked up to be in the arena.
I would say.
Can I say geeked up?
I don't know. Are we getting bleeps out there on geeked up?
Because I'll tell you what, I for one am.
Well, we're both geeked up over here. My suggestion, and I've said this in the front office, I've said it everywhere. Hire these guys for the halftime show and then hire real basketball players for the game.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Steve.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I guess it is a pretty good idea.
No, Steve, we got to keep it going.
Honey, would you come in here for a minute?
Yeah, what's up, sweetie?
Well, I watched your broadcast tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I finally had an off night.
Oh, thank you.
It was so great to see you do your thing.
Oh, baby, I love to be seen by you. I love you.
I want to, you talked about being geeked up. I was just wondering, you're kind of on your phone a lot on our last dates. I was just curious when the last time you've been geeked up for us to do something together.
Oh, I'm always geeked for you, baby.
That's so good to hear. I thought I was the only one geeked, and I was like, this can't be the way that it is.
Oh, my God. I'm so geeked on your love.
You're geeked on my love?
Of course. I think we just haven't had time to, like, we've been in the house a lot lately, and that's not geeky. You know, that's like home, and I love it because I feel so safe. But I think we got to go on vacation to really feel that geek.
I would love to feel the geek again. And I'm really, whatever it takes to get geeked up together is really a change I think we need to incorporate into our lives. Yeah. It has been a little ungeeky, if you ask me.
Totally.
Hi, welcome to Sandals. We're so happy to have you here. And I just have to ask a few questions about the type of experience we can kind of fit for you, I suppose.
Great.
So just to begin broadly about the experience, are you looking to get rocked, jacked, geeked? Or chilled out?
Well, we're a real geeked up kind of couple.
Yeah, we'd love to get geeked out.
Okay, great. So we'll put you on the 43rd floor.
Wow,
the rooms are kind of set up
That's
for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so then now looking through this, would you like a TV, fireplace, or loud music speakers?
I guess loud music speakers.
Yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing we're trying to do. Get really geeked up to loud music.
No. But do you have any magic eyes? Uh-oh. You know, magic eye books?
Yeah. Oh, you want the books or the posters?
Either one.
Okay, cool. We could do a room that's all magic eye posters, but I'll tell you what, you'll never get to the pool if you stay in that room.
Oh, well.
Well, we are trying to get out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, yeah, we'll do one with just a book in the bathroom, a magic eye book in the bathroom.
When did they put in this Sandals, by the way? I didn't know that you guys had a Utah branch.
This is very new. Yeah, this is incredibly new.
But it is still all-inclusive?
It's all-inclusive, yeah. It's food and stuff, which, beautiful. Speaking of which, are you hungry?
Starving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we would love to get geeked
so
up on
So you got
some
the
food.
Come hungry email?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bypassed the last four exits just because we were like, we need a snack. Should we get one? We don't want to ruin our appetite.
Okay, so you want to get geeked and fired up maybe even.
We'd love to get fired up, actually. Yeah. Can we be fully honest with you? You guys said you were full service. We used to get geeked up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And our relationship has, while it's grown more sturdy, has also gotten a little bit rote, wouldn't you say? And that's not your fault.
Well, it's neither of our faults. I think it's just...
Right.
And a relationship is going to become rote after a number of years if you don't do things to stay geeked up.
Yes.
That's why we started this. This was started by Charlotte Hornets announcer Del Curry, who I'm realizing you work with.
Yes.
Who is apparently dating his ex's... his ex's new boyfriend's ex.
Yeah. So oh, interesting.
It's all about that's shaking right. it up in different ways.
That's right. And the wife was dating the...
They swapped.
They swapped. The swapped, yeah. is the best way to say it.
That's one way to get geeked up.
Yeah.
Or we don't want to put that on you, but that was kind of his inspiration, was like, there should be a whole resort where people do crazy shit like this. Mm, or cool shit.
Right. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like the switch we made was really good.
I do too.
And I'm really happy with you.
Same with you.
But do you ever sometimes wonder, like, what if we could switch back for just like a weekend?
To the ones that we switched with, right? The
other ones? My ex is with your ex and your ex is with my ex.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like my own ex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm glad that we switched.
Same for you. Same. You it was know? It was a good switch at the time. Yeah.
But it was such an easy switch the way we did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's just as easy to switch back for a weekend, have some crazy, geeky, not as fun.
No.
Sex
not,
or whatever.
Yeah,
just some stuff that we used to do that I have a hard time asking for in this new relationship.
I mean, I'm not afraid to do a little experimentation and try something old.
It's purely
sexual for you. Okay. Yeah. It would be purely comforting for me. There was just a comforting thing there that you don't provide at all.
Right.
That I get there.
Right.
So wait. So now you're
telling me. Our sex is wild, but there's not a lot of comfort here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want wilder sex. Oh,
okay.
And you want more comfort.
I want more comfort. Yeah.
I'm sorry to barge in. I do still have the front door key. Are you all busy? Good to see you, ex-honey. And
hey,
buddy.
Funny you're here.
hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
It's great to see you. I was just getting out of here, actually.
Oh, well, no. You can do it. Do your
what
thing.
What room are we in? What's the other room?
Oh, no, well, I actually just wanted, I didn't even want to do a full room thing. You just still have, you have the Dave's Killer bread here that I like. And in the other room, they still have the bread that you use, which is just Wonder Bread, which is not as much for me. I was just wondering if I could have a couple slices of bread.
Well, I was just about to make a couple mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches. Would you like one just for old time's sakes?
For old time's sakes.
God, I wish I could have a mayonnaise and tomato sandwich.
Oh, I bet you do. I know what kind of mayonnaise you want.
Hentemans? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I like the shelf-stable kind that sits on the table in New Orleans. Hellman's.
A little Hellman's.
You'd love Hellman's, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm a Heinz guy. They make more. They make more than just ketchup
Heinz
and mustard.
Heinz makes mayo. A lot of people didn't know that. Heinz makes mayo. I knew that, too. We both know.
Well, I called you all in here because I've been looking at the numbers. And I'm realizing we've missed a huge community.
Really?
What do you mean? I mean,
well,
we love fries,
ketchup?
People. We love fries.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Ketchup,
mustard.
We're heavily involved with Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Relish was huge. We just started that a few years ago. That was huge.
I mean,
and really, the funny thing is, it's just chopped up pickles.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Knows that.
A little more sugar. I mean, come
so
on.
Easy.
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
Oh, God, we made a killing on relish.
Geniuses. Bob, that was you. That was genius.
I don't even remember. I think it's a good, you know, it's at a certain point, everybody's working together and firing on all.
Well, it was a shame you lost your finger falling over holding that knife and that pickle, but it was fantastic what came out of it.
Absolutely.
I immediately thought, you know what? We could sell this. Well, I immediately thought, let's get me to the hospital. I hope they can reattach
the
finger.
But in the ambulance, surely.
Yeah, well, you no, figured it out.
In the ambulance, I had a similar thought. My first thought on the ambulance was, I think that I brought the pickle and not the finger. But it's in the front. I hope not. Mm-hmm. Then in the hospital, I started thinking about relish.
Right.
Well, in the hospital, I started thinking, I definitely brought the pickle. I can see on my hand now that they have reattached a pickle instead of my finger.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
What the hell'd you do to my sandwich?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I've
what
been
do you
mean? In there. There's a fleshy thumb in here.
Oh, come on. You don't like new meats?
No.
Oh, take a bite.
I thought I had
take
a pickle in my lunchbox. Now there's a crusty thumb on my sandwich.
Try it and say you don't like it.
Well, I didn't like the texture, but I didn't get to the flavor. So I will give it an honest try. It's not very fresh, but the flavor's good.
Heinz fingers. Catch it now in the condiments aisle. Finally. Hi, I'm French Stewart. Can we cut real quick?
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready to go again.
Okay, you ready already?
I just need to cut that take because I did blow it.
Okay, we just cut. Let me get it back. All right, we're rolling again.
Sorry, fellas. You guys were so good. I know we're trying to do it in a oneer.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
But you guys...
I think we should get the one.
We should get the one.
It's just one 30-second take. Mm-hmm. All we need today is one 30-second take that works. I'm happy to be here, you know?
It's great to be around young commercial actors, you know, where you're still happy to be here. For me, it's just a paycheck, and I love seeing the joy. It's like a new young couple.
Right. Yeah. For me, this is what Hollywood's all about.
Isn't it? That's nice to hear.
Hey, can I ask you a question, French?
Yes.
Did you ever do the mustard?
French's
mustard. Seems like a slam dunk, you're here doing fingers.
Well, it was between me and Gerard Depardieu. They were going one of two ways with a campaign.
Really?
And they went with a French guy instead of a guy named French.
That's interesting.
I would say is where my career turned because I started drinking.
Oh, sorry. I had a funny little anecdote, but you started drinking. That's so sad.
Go ahead. What's the anecdote? I feel like on set, that's a better conversation.
I was going to say he should have gone for Gerard Depardieu, Grey Poupon, something about that.
Oh, could have used the name there.
Depardieu. Yeah.
Oh, you should be a commercial.
Poupon.
Writer.
Yeah, well, I haven't really done it that much, but there's something there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess I just need a writer's room. You know how like good ideas start as a nugget? Mm-hmm. I just never have anyone support my really good ideas, so they always stay bad.
You think a writer's room is someone comes in with a bad idea and then a bunch of people make it better together?
Not a bad idea, just an idea that isn't done yet.
Yours was bad. You wanted to take Gerard Depardieu.
Okay, French. I don't think you're a writer, my man. Open your eyes.
Okay, writers, let's get together here. So we need a new halftime show for the Charlotte Hornets, all right? And we brought in some of the best commercial writers in Hollywood to help us fill these 12 to 15 minutes that we've got to inspire our fans for a super second half that we're going to have.
Well, first, just, you know, you're running the room, so I don't want to take over too much. But I do want to just, you know, I don't know if we're doing introductions, but my name is Sean.
Okay, Sean.
And I do all of the Dollar Shave Club commercials.
Wow.
So a little wry, a little, you know, we play with the format a lot, and those were all my idea.
My name's Caleb. I do a lot of the Skittles ads, so any of those ones where you're like, what world is this? That's probably me.
Okay.
He's got Skittles like pimples. Nice. He's eating Skittles from the ceiling. I do a lot of pretty freaky stuff.
Great. And you know me, I'm Dale Curry. I'm an announcer, and I'm also in charge of the halftime show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've had a little extra time lately. Both my wife and my new girlfriend have left me, so to bring my personal stuff in here. But, you know, even if you do bring personal hardships in here, we can make them better together. So to just keep that in mind.
You know what you should do? You should become a spokesperson for Del Taco. It's a Southern California Mexican food chain.
That's a great idea. Wait, do you mean because of my name, Del?
Yes. Whoa. Del's deal. They got a whole thing. They should plaster your face on there.
Wow. That's a great note. I'm going to mark that down.
All right.
Contact Del Taco about my name.
Well, here's my first idea for the halftime show. We're the Charlotte Hornets, right?
Absolutely.
What if we unleash... Thank you. I was no worried. What if we unleash one hornet's nest... and film it for 30 seconds. Will that give us what we need?
Well, we're trying to fill 12 minutes, so we still have about 11 minutes and 30 seconds there. But that's a great start.
What I like there is the clicks that's going to get.
Yes.
It's going to get the clicks and the shares. If you released a hornet's nest on a basketball court.
Right.
A crowd filled with 16 to 20,000 people.
Right.
That's interesting.
Well, the physicality with these players, I don't know if you guys realize it. They're hilarious.
They are.
They're really funny.
More hilarious than good at basketball, but you know, you win and you lose.
I think what we're really trying to do is sell tickets. So for whatever reason they come in the building, I don't care. Maybe we put some Skittles in there.
So you're trying to cross campaign a little bit, it sounds like.
Well, I love that idea. And just to build off of it, because it's a start, I think.
That's what writers' rooms do.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I know about basketball practice and raising a family, but this is new to me. But they said, hey.
What's it like? Can I ask you?
Yeah, anything.
You got one son who is like the king shit. And you got another one who's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he's still very good.
I mean, one of the, maybe the second best three-point shooter in the game, arguably.
Just doesn't seem like he works as hard.
Yeah.
Not as in good a shape. Doesn't seem as aggressive. Doesn't have a killer instinct.
That's true. I mean, to be honest, when he was young, he was always way more interested in dating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because it's one or the other. Steph never dated.
No, not when he was young. He had one thing on his mind, as that was half-court shots.
So you guys practiced the half-court a lot.
That's where it started. And he was like, I'm going to move in. I was like, you got to go further. So we always had that push and tug. Smart.
Bees in people's mouths, maybe? I'm sorry. I'm just, this just kind of crossed my mind.
That's good.
In a writer's room, if an idea strikes, you have to write it down. That is something that you absolutely have to do. You know who taught me that? The guy who did the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial, where the ref comes from the game to where people are eating.
Now, that was funny.
I've seen that. That's good.
That was really funny.
Yeah, me and Steph used to watch that sometimes. Me and Steph laugh at that a lot.
Yeah, just Steph?
Yeah.
You guys are all friends, though.
I mean, me and Steph and I are the closest, though.
You don't have to impress us by, like...
Well, that's my son, you know? I mean, that's my...
So's the other one.
You have a son number? Yeah, if you look right here.
You have his number on your phone?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't put his name there, but that's his number.
No, that was... I know that number by heart. That's the Domino's.
Let me see if I can find my son's number.
That is the Domino's.
Let me see. Where's my son's number?
You gotta have your son's phone number, right?
That's Dentist Rob.
My son's number? Shouldn't it just be under Seth?
This is a girl son. I had a date when I was young because I won a game of cool.
Are these all in a row, or do you just have like eight numbers in your phone?
I don't use my phone a lot, you know, to be honest.
Yeah,
my first wife did, you know, and so I've had, since we separated, I've actually had a hard time keeping in touch with my sons.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Because earlier you said you watch TV all the time with Steph Curry. Yeah. And now it seems like you don't even keep in touch with them because your wife has...
Why are you doing this? Aren't you like an ex-millionaire who has like a big family? Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Well, they're just kind of everyone's doing their own thing now, you know? And the thing that happens is when you get a little older and you become single, you just really have no one, honestly. I mean, that's what's going on right now. Both my children, and I have more children, I think, they all have families, right?
Right.
And my ex-wife, she's super happy with one of my old best friends. And so I lost a friend and a wife, you know?
And your daughter's married to Austin Rivers, I think.
That's true about me.
Is that right?
Sometimes I forget what some of my kids are doing, but I have so many.
Well, Del, we love this wacky idea of you being the spokesman for Del Taco. And the new Del Super Scorcho, he's on fire sauce. Sounds awesome. So all we have to do is get one of your sons in the commercial with you, and I think the campaign will really pop. So I don't know if you want to call him now.
I also had this great idea for a three-ended taco. It's called the three-point taco shell.
So that would be perfect.
The prototype was amazing, too.
Thank you. I know we spilled a lot.
It did all over my white suit, and it was linen. Which I don't care about.
And I hear the anger in your voice.
I don't care about it. Listen to my words, not my anger, please.
Okay, you got it, Del.
Well, I love my sons. And, you know, I've tried to get them on together we tried to do a curry thing.
Advertising curry?
For curry, for yellow curry specifically. That was all of our favorites. So we wanted to do a campaign not for a store, not for a restaurant, not for anything in specific.
Just sort of a type of food.
Just for yellow curry. Idea of yellow curry.
And it didn't happen because nobody would pay for that?
Yeah,
because there's no company that
they were this isn't really an idea.
Right.
But I always wonder, who pays for the ad for milk?
Farmers.
But every milk?
Or maybe...
the specific milk.
What about all the curry
makers?
Because
I think all the farmers have a little union because a rising udder raises all milks.
That's smart.
And so I think they pay for it, got milk. Oh, yeah. Those got milk ads were great.
Thanks. Are really funny. These won't be that funny, but I think they'll be really good.
Here's the thing I think with my family, though, is just, and I thought about this when they were born.
Sorry, I got taco all over you here. You keep talking, I'll just plug it up.
There's something really wrong with the three-point taco.
I think that one end shouldn't be the bottom. We're going to work on that, though. Keep going, Buck.
Okay, just don't eat it so close to me. You know, you don't have to hover over me when you eat it.
Wear a black suit to the shoot.
Yeah, I honestly thought your linen suit was a napkin for a second, and that's what I was doing.
Well, it's winter. I wanted to do something different. You know, I thought about naming each of my kids, even my daughter, Del, and I didn't. You know, I was like, I'm Del. And so bringing them in to a Del Taco commercial when their name's not Del, I mean, that's me.
Right.
You know, that's me, right?
Right.
Doesn't that feel like we're throwing the spotlight somewhere where doesn't need to be?
I'm just putting myself in the mind of our core audience for the Three-Sided Taco.
Okay, great.
And it's not anybody your age or from the 90s. And I'm just wondering if I see this commercial with some guy named Del talking about his famous sons. I'm wondering who he is. I think Steph and a little bit Seth are the guys we want here.
Yeah, I mean, but if you, I sent you guys my highlights. I won a 3-point contest back in the day, as they say. It was the early 90s.
Right. All right, Steph, it is so good to have you in here on the Del Taco 3-point taco commercial. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to put you right at the top of the key. Luckily, your dad's not here. We got him out of here. No problem. No problem. Hey, we met the guy. We found out he does not work on TV.
You know how annoying it is when he comes to games and I have to act like I like him for a little bit?
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm Del. I'm the new boom guy. The other guy got sick. I'm Del.
Del, what are you doing?
Nope.
Del, what are you doing?
You got taco sauce all over your linen suit. We know that's you.
Oh, that's Del Curry in a linen suit. I thought that was the group napkin. All right, what we're going to do, Steph, we're going to put you at the top of the key, and you're going to shoot a bunch of these hard shell tacos into the basket. Now, as soon as you make one, I think we'll have what we need.
Okay. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Well, hey, these are not round. I don't know if you've done any practice with this kind of stuff, but no. I can't make one of these things for saving my life.
They're not round? Huh. Okay. Well, I did stay up all night shooting tacos in a basket at home, so I'm ready for it, but I haven't tried it with
this. This is the 3-point taco. Let's go ahead and
give it a
shot.
Can I chime in real quick?
Of course.
You did want to shoot this on film. I don't know how much you know about this, Seth, but it is very expensive.
I'm Steph, actually.
Excuse me. I confused
everyone on set is confusing Steph with Seth.
I confuse you with your handsome, cute brother.
He's got a little more hair.
Is that why I like him more?
I like him more with the hair.
In front of my face?
Anyway, film is very expensive, and I'm going to be honest, I lost some on the way here. So we don't have that many takes, but we are certain you will make a taco-free throw pretty fast.
Yes,
I am too.
So just let me know when you're ready, and we'll start rolling this thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's roll sound and roll camera.
We did kick the boom guy out, so maybe I'll just run the sound because
yeah, let's just set
current.
The boom mic on the floor. That should pick up what we need.
Yeah. I don't
or you
know.
Can hold it if you want.
Do you want me to hold it while I shoot? I mean,
no, we can't be in the shot.
Oh, okay.
All right, Steph's got no clue how this works. Here we go. And 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm Steph, and you know what? I don't only make threes on the court. I also make them when I order a taco.
Brick.
Dang it.
All right, let's go ahead and get an X. All right, we got a whole case there. Sort of like the 3-point competition. We got a bunch of balls that are 3-point tacos set up. So just keep saying your line and shooting them. And as soon as we get the swish, we can all get out of here.
Okay. Great.
Still rolling.
All right. Does that mean action? Does that mean just go for it?
Three, yeah, 2, 1, action.
All right, great. Hi, I'm Seth Curry. I'm Steph. Oh, I was thinking about my brother.
It's harder than it looks,
yeah,
right?
Well, we argued when we were a little bit older, Seth and I did. We were like, you know, he should have named one of us Del also. It would have been a lot easier to be Del.
I'm Del. I'm Del.
The crafty guy?
I mean, I'm a delicious guy. Cook food over here.
Del, you've got to leave. This is a closed set, and you specifically, we got a restraining order against you.
What? Well, nobody served it to me.
Hey, Del. Welcome back to your franchise of sandals. It's good to see you.
Thank you. How are the sandals moving?
Slow as ever.
Okay.
We got your eyeball room open. Are you still you staying for a few nights this time?
Yeah. I'd like to probably stay here indefinitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. We don't have any rooms indefinitely. But
sorry,
for you.
I was in line. What about indefinitely? All right, my bad. Okay, see you guys.
No, wait.
I'll see you in just a second. Yeah. I'm just about to check in.
Okay, great. Look forward to that. Well, it's going to be fun when you check in. When that guy checks in, it's so fun. So can I go ahead and hurry you through, Del?
Damn, that guy shows up for the check-in. Yeah, I guess I'll just rush through.
Yeah, he's pretty geeked out at check-in.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just need a room for a little while. I spent a lot of money expecting a commercial to happen.
Okay.
It didn't. I'm at odds with the IATSE union for scabbing as a boom guy. And I'm at odds with Costco for some crafty stuff I did.
Well, Dale, this your visa was declined. Can I try something else? Shit. You got anything else?
Yeah, yeah. Are you on Venmo?
Yes, Handles is on Venmo.
Venmo you. Yeah, I think I have some extra money in there.
Great.
Yeah, it usually works if you don't have it on the card. The Venmo should totally work. Same account. Anyway, I'll see you in a second.
Oh, God, that's good.
Fuck, he's awesome.
God. So, Dale, are you going to want the freak experience? Are you going to want to be geeking this time?
Just the cheapest one, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be getting lit. Okay.
Awesome, yeah. And did it go through? Did you get the Venmo there?
Didn't get a Venmo in. Didn't get a Venmo in.
What's the reception here?
Right, I got a table for one under smell. Smell curry.
It's me.
All right, welcome, smell. Would you like a seat near the window or the bathroom? Let me guess, bathroom. I'm just kidding. We'll get you one near the window. That was just a little name joke. Smell. You don't see that often. Where does that come from?
Hey, are you cool? Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, I'm cool.
It's Dell.
What?
I changed it to Smell because I'm sneaking in here on a secret credit card, and I just wish I'd picked a different name. I'm realizing this is very conspicuous.
Oh, no.
But if you could not make fun of me in front of everyone, I'm actually also kind of trying to...
You got
it tonight.
You got it, Smell. No stink here.
Great.
Why are you going to make a stink out of it?
Is that bread really good? I'd love to try it. You got most of it there.
It's actually delicious.
Okay.
I would order some for sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll take one for the table.
Okay, well, your waiter will be right over. I'm just the barista, so.
Oh my God, I'll take an espresso then.
Sorry, I meant host. I can't make coffee or bread. But I'll be right back with that. I'll get you a fresh bread and tell your server that Smell has been seated.
Wink.
Wink.
Hey, I noticed you're sitting alone.
Yeah.
I think you may know me, but if you don't, I'm LeBron James' mom.
Wow. Yeah, nice to meet you.
I met you in 2003. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We kind of had a thing, right?
Yeah, we had a thing for a little while. I'm glad I didn't know if you remembered or not.
Now, did we have a thing about 36 years ago before LeBron was born? Please tell me we did.
I think I was 37,
cool.
Technically, of who's counting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then we had another thing about 13 years ago, too.
Man, if we did a DNA test, would he owe me money? Is there like a alimony for your dad kind of thing?
I mean, does DNA work that way that quickly? If we did a DNA test, he would owe you money? Is that...
like an alimony for your dad.
Hey, I came up with Anthony Edwards. Still Curry been sniffing around your house lately? Yeah. Del Curry's talking to my mom and
yeah,
asking
mine
her
too.
If she had an affair with him a long time ago, conveniently right before I was born.
Yeah, he asked my mom how much I made on the movie I did recently with
right,
Adam Sandler.
Hustle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was asking about that.
God, it's weird, dude. It's like you already got Steph and Seth. How many yeah. NBA sons do you
Well, did
need?
You hear what happened?
No.
He took a DNA test. Neither of those are his sons.
Oh, God. You can see why they hate him so much. They just knew.
Yeah.
What do you think happened? You think they were really Steve Kerr's sons or something? Because they're good shooters. You can't deny it, man. You can't deny that the shooting is genetic.
Yeah, the shooting's there, right?
Man, I wonder who their sons must have been. Not Arvydas Sabonis.
No.
I mean, their fathers.
Well, they said there was a mysterious thing about a guy named Craig Hodges.
Really? I don't remember him.
Yeah. They said it could be him. He's still trying to figure it out. Larry Bird's getting a DNA
Honestly,
test.
Honestly, the way they shoot it could be Hornacek.
It could be Hornacek. There's actually a lot of guys getting DNA tests to see because they think they can get a little money.
Grabs.
Yeah, because if you get the DNA test right, you're going to get a lot of money from the young Currys.
Yes, absolutely.
Shit, I might take a DNA test.
Well, you can't be their dad.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Young. You're younger than both of them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, something crazy could have happened, but... You believe in that kind of stuff, like Back to the Future stuff?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Absolutely. I don't know exactly what it means, but I believe in that stuff.
I don't either, man.
I believe you can go back. Yeah. I believe you can go forward. Yeah. I believe trains can fly.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Kyrie, you're deep, man.
Hey, man. We're just one people, dude.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm glad, Is that incense?
Yeah, I'm burning some sage in here.
Oh, okay, great.
Sorry, do you mind if I do that in your car?
Right, go ahead, man. Okay. Go ahead. You're a vet, you know. I'm still learning the ropes. Do whatever you got to do in here.
Thanks for driving me around, man.
So you do agree then. So it's possible for me to have done a Back to the Future thing. Maybe I haven't met my future self, and I went back there, and I'm really the Curry's dad.
Maybe, dude. Maybe. Honestly, yeah, that's what I believe. That's what I believe now. Absolutely. Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm unvaccinated.
You're vaccinated?
I'm unvaccinated. Thanks for driving me around.
I thought that was a whole joke.
Thanks for driving me around.
That's real? That whole thing is real?
Completely unvaccinated. No vaccines.
Wow.
Polio, nothing.
What about the flat earth thing? Do you think the earth's flat too?
Of course, dude. I didn't get that vaccine. You know why you think the earth is round, right? That's what they put in the babies. That's a vaccine.
That's a vaccine. So I used to not think, I used to think it was flat. I got a vaccine. Now I think it's a circle?
I guess so, huh?
What the hell?
I know, man. You got to hang out with me more, dude. Well, not until I get over the COVID.
You have the COVID right now? Oh, man.
It's all right. The windows are up.
They're up.
Yeah, they're up, dude. We're not going to give it to anyone else.
I've never had it, man.
That's why I'm doing sage, dude.
You're a vet, man. You know better than I do.
See, that's why you're a sick rookie, dude. You believe.
Well, it's good to know to learn the ropes from guys like you, you know? Yeah. When I got shipped off to Minnesota, you know, Kat didn't teach me anything. And, you know, so just there wasn't anybody there.
He's a bum.
Oh, crap.
Shit, it's the cops, dude.
Hey, fellas, it's a little smoky in there. You mind rolling the window down?
Not at all.
It's just sage.
Which one? Yeah, it's just some sage.
Which window or which guy? What do you mean?
Whatever you want it to mean.
Windows down.
Yes, sir.
Well, all of them.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh. That is, what is that you're burning? That's not marijuana.
That's sage, man. That's sage. I'm a native. I'm a native person.
Okay. Well, you know you were going 2 miles an hour. Down the road.
Yeah, so everybody can see us, right?
That's right. You ever heard of Will Smith? We love Will Smith's rap.
Summer, summer, summertime. That's how we bonded.
Will Smith, the actor.
No, the rapper.
Is that a different guy?
Yeah, it's two different guys.
Because I know there's a baseball player named Will Smith.
Different guy.
Kid I went to high school with named Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a rapper.
I think you're thinking of Michael Jordan. There's a baseball player named Michael Jordan. And a basketball player named Michael Jordan.
No. I know the slapstick actor Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah, there's him. We all know that. Hilarious.
Hey, we're having a good time.
You want to hop in?
I'm going to be honest. Being a cop sucks. All of my coworkers are the worst guy you ever met. I just wanted to do good. So, I mean, if we can hang, I would love to.
Well, we were about to go head on home and watch Jordan's new slapstick movie, Running Into Walls.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really straightforward.
Yeah, it's interesting because Chaplin would do like City Lights or stuff like that, you know. Jordan just calls it what it is.
Well, I'll say this. The physicality is way higher. The production value is a little simpler. But his physicality is way better than Chaplin's. But no one else on set seems to be very good. Like Chaplin had a good crew.
And that stash. Jordan's got that stash. Yeah. Which apparently that's all you need and you can do slapstick.
Okay, welcome to the clubhouse. This is Clowning 101. I see a lot of new clowns out there, and I'm glad you all have the mustache. That's exciting, but it's more than just the mustache.
I can't believe we got into this Phil Jackson class.
Yes, seriously. Look at the guys here. There's a bunch of Hall of Famers in here.
Amazing. Karl Malone's magic here. Tractor hat.
Karl Malone's here.
Dude.
Wow, man, this is fucking cool.
Phil, we're huge fans.
Yeah, huge fans, Phil.
Well, I am not Phil. I am Il Dottore when I am here. And it's a little bit of a caricature that
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am an alcoholic with my big red nose. And I... Oh, banana!
Oh, whoa! Yeah, nailed it! Oh, Doctorio!
Oh, my God. That was so many slips.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, how'd you do that? Usually on a banana, you only get one slip. How'd you get so many slips?
The triangle fall. You'll all learn in due time, but first we start with simple clowning. two people up, two volunteers, say your name when you raise your hand.
Anthony Edwards.
Detlef Shrimp.
What's up, Detlef? Big fan. Big fan of you,
man.
Excited to work
awesome
with you.
Stuff.
Not on the court.
Yeah,
on the stage.
Not. You'd work me.
Okay, two people up. Okay. We've got Anthony Edwards and Detlef Shrimp.
Good to see you again, Phil. El Doctorio.
You too, Lef.
Nice to meet you for the first time, Doctorio.
Thanks, Anthony. Okay, so this is the beginning of clowning is about shaking off who you are. And the way we do that
that's perfect for me because I am not Del Curry. I'm not Del Curry today.
Oh, no, that's Del Curry pretending to be Detlef.
Detlef? Is it?
Yeah, I'm not Del Curry. Yeah. No, it is Detlef. It is Detlef. I'm not Del Curry. Don't look at the suit.
God, those are the biggest sandals I've ever seen, Detlef.
Thank you.
I mean, that's funny. That's funny.
Okay, well, it's already 201, big shoes. Scene.
This guy's a genius. Oh, my God.
Big shoes.
That was really fun.
Good time.
No disrespect to Del Curry. I want to say
respect. Of course not. Nothing but reverence.
Honor him.
Yes.
It was all made up. Everything there was fiction. We know you have a wonderful, happy family.
Right.
And your lifestyle choices are none of our business.
None of our business.
No.
But if I find out about him in national TV, they're going in our improv.
that's right.
And hey, you know what? You'll never see this in your whole life. So that's okay.
Jacob Womack, thanks for being here, brother.
Pleasure. Yeah. Really good time. Love it.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience before you send you out? Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to get out there?
I mean, the main thing is just, be good to each other during all these times. I'm not going to plug anything but just positivity and trying to be kind to one another.
I love it.
Love it.
Wouldn't
spread the love.
Anything less.
Patreon.com/TheManNowDog if you'd like to join our Patreon and support us, even just for a month to see what we've got back there. It's our full backlog of episodes, including extended episodes, video of all the episodes like this one here on our beautiful outdoor record.
That's right.
And extra two-man episodes that Ryan and I do, Q&As that Ryan and I do. We also just dropped a short that Ryan wrote and starred in, co-wrote and starred in, that I was in as well. So you get that little things like that or big things like that come across too that you get the first access to.
Yeah, just a great way to support us. If you like what we're doing, go down to patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog and get in there.
All right. Big ups to Hannah Rehack and Brian Holmes for production support. Big ups to Annie Wu for the logo, Casey Trailer for the theme song, and everybody out there for listening.
Yes, all our listeners and patrons, everybody who supports the show. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.